我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all of our brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢神带领我们，能够让我们在他的宝座前来聆听他的训诲。
And thank the grace of the Lord that we're able to listen to His teachings in front of the throne of God.
中国人有一句话说啊，说老吾老以及人之老，意思就是说，我们奉养自己的双亲，也要尊敬啊老人家。
And then there is a Chinese saying that not only should we be respectful to our own parents, but to be respectful to all elderly.
我们在下午的聚会，我们要来举办敬老会。
And in the afternoon service, we're going to have a tribute to the elderly.
啊，但在早上的聚会，我们来谈谈啊，要怎么样来孝顺父母亲的道理。
In the morning, we're going to talk about the teachings of respecting our parents.
啊，也愿用这样的道理来尊敬我们教会里头的老人。
And may we use the same teaching that we learned to respect the older brothers and sisters in our church.
我们先来看几处的经文。
Let's turn to some Bible verses.
我们先来看出埃及记的二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章十二节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 12。
十二节，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在主你神所赐你的地上得以长久。我们再来看以弗所书的六章。
Let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1.
六章一节，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。二节三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世上长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。我们再来看另外一个地方，提摩太前书。
Let's turn to First Timothy.
提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
五章第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
五章一节，不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同兄弟。二节。
Verse two.
劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清节节的。三节。
Verse three.
要尊敬那真为寡妇的。四节。
Verse four.
若寡妇有儿女，或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这是因为这在神的面前是可悦的。这几处的经文让我们很清楚的知道，圣经要我们孝顺父母亲。
Through these Bible verses, we can clearly learn that the Bible wants us to honor our parents.
许多没有信主的同胞，他们误认为基督徒不重视孝道。
There are many non-Christians that mistaken Christians for not emphasizing on the filial piety.
因为基督徒啊，不供奉祖先的牌位。
And that's because Christians do not worship ancestors.
那这是对我们一种错误的认知。
And this is a mistake in our knowledge.
刚刚所举的那几处经节是最好的答案。
Because the Bible verses we just turned to are the best answers.
十诫里头有一诫是关乎孝顺父母亲。
In the Ten Commandments, one of them is to tell us to honor our mother and father.
以弗所书也引用这一个经节。
And the book of Ephesians also utilizes this verse.
说孝顺父母使你得福，在世上长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
It tells us that honoring our father and mother will give us longevity, and this is the first commandment with a promise.
十条诫命里头 每一条诫命都是吩咐人家不可以做什么。
In the Ten Commandments, every single one of them is telling us what we cannot do.
并没有应许人说啊，可以得到什么。
And it does not promise what men can gain from it, doing it.
唯有这条孝顺父母的诫命啊，可以得到福气。
But only this commandment of honoring our parents enables us to receive blessing.
所以保罗说这是第一条带应许的诫命。
So Paul tells us that this is the first commandment that gives us blessing.
可见圣经是很注重孝道的。
So we can see that the Bible emphasizes on filial piety.
我们早上要从五个方面来想想要如何来孝顺父母亲。
And this morning we're going to look view from five different points on how to honor our parents.
首先我们来谈一谈应当要纪念父母亲的生育之恩。
And the first one is to remember the grace our parents giving us through birth.
父母亲生育我们十月怀胎劳苦的养育这是一种恩典。
And it is a blessing that our parents raised us ever since we were in the womb.
我们刚刚所读的提摩太前书，保罗他这么说。
What we read in 1 Timothy, Paul said,
做晚辈的人要在家里学习行孝。
Says that the younger ones should learn how to become respectful in their own homes.
报答亲恩。
So that they can repay this grace that has been given to us.
所以证明说，圣经认为父母亲对儿女有养育之恩。
So this tells us that the parents have a bestowed upon us a grace of raising us.
现代人呢，受到这个新的思潮的影响。
And people in this day and age are influenced by the new teachings in this world.
认为父母亲呢。原本也不是那么想要生儿育女的。
They had the concept that parents originally did not really want to raise their children.
只不过贪图自己情欲的发泄。
And they had bear these children through their desires.
所以才把我们生下来。
And that is why we were born.
所以这没有什么功劳可言呢。
So people do not think this is a labor.
这种想法不符合圣经的真理。
This concept is not according to the truth in the Bible.
也更不符合我们中国人的孝道。
And of course, it's not in comparison to our teachings in the Chinese morals.
中国人说啊，说身体发肤受之父母，不敢毁伤，孝之始也。这个意思啊，就是说，父母亲最挂念的还是儿女的身体。
A Chinese saying that the parents care most about their children's well-being.
因为儿女是从他而出的。
Because their children came from them.
自从儿女一出生的每一天呢，他们总是关心儿女们的健康。
Ever since the day the child was born, the parents had been concerned about everything they do.
尤其当儿女生病的时候。
Especially when the child is ill.
他们彻夜不休地在照顾啊。
They would take care of them through day and night.
所以担当父母的养育身体的照顾，这就是最大的恩典。
So the biggest grace is the well-being and how the parents take care of the children.
同样的，圣经也告诉我们说，我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
And in the same token, the Bible tells us that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
是主耶稣用牺牲在十字架上的重价所买来的。
And it is bought by the heavy redemption of Jesus' crucifixion.
所以我们应当在我们的身体上来荣耀神。
So we must glorify God through our body.
意思啊，也就是说，我们基督徒也应当照顾自己的身体。
And in another word, it says it means our as Christians we must take care of our bodies.
因为我们的身体是神的殿。
Because our bodies are the temple of God.
当然不是叫我们说整天只是关心照顾自己的身体了。
But this is not to say that we should only concern and care for ourselves.
啊，但确实有些人呢，不太照顾自己。
There are a few people who does not take good care of themselves.
啊，放纵自己的身体，损伤自己的身体。
They go, they let their desires go, and they do anything to hurt their bodies.
该吃饭不吃，该睡觉不睡。
And they don't eat when they should, and they don't sleep when they should.
那不该睡觉的时候睡，不该吃饭的时候大吃。
And they eat and sleep when they're not supposed to.
啊，这样既不孝顺父母，也不尊重神的恩赐。
And not only is this disrespectful to our parents, but it also is looking down on God.
我们的生命是神借着我们父母亲赐给我们的。
Our life is given to us, by our parents through God.
所以我们应当要纪念父母亲的生育之恩。
Therefore, we must remember that our parents had given us birth.
好，我们啊都喜欢过生日。
We all like to celebrate our birthdays.
啊，在生日的时候总是很高兴。
And we're always happy on our birthdays.
那有没有想到那天是母亲的受难日？
But have we ever thought that was the day our mothers were in pain?
啊，是父母亲要养育你的开始。
And it is the beginning of how our parents are raising us.
所以我们应当要来纪念。
So we must remember this day.
父母亲养育之恩。
We must remember the grace that our parents had given unto us.
再来要怎么样孝顺父母？
And what's the next step in honoring our parents? 啊，
第二个就是要奉养父母亲。
The second point is to take care of our parents.
啊，这也是孝顺本身的意义。
And this is the true meaning of honoring our parents.
中国人讲孝顺包含报答亲人，包含奉养父母亲的需要。
In Chinese, mentality of honoring our parents means to remember their repay their love and also to take care of them.
那圣经里头有没有这样子的教导？
But does the Bible have the same teaching?
啊，就是要奉养父母亲呢。
To ask us to take care of our parents?
有啊，我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
十五章的第四节。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 4.
十五章四节，神说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必致死他。第五节，
Verse 5,
你们倒说，无论何人对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了贡献。六节，
Verse 6,
他就可以不孝敬父母，这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。七节，
Verse 7,
假冒为善的人啊，以赛亚指着你啊，你们说的预言是不错的。他说，八节，
Verse 8,
这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。九节，
Verse 9,
他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。这是主耶稣责备当时的法利赛人跟文士的话。
These are the words of rebuke from Jesus to the Pharisees.
好，这些人呢，借着古人的遗传废了神的律法。
These people use traditional teachings to go against God's law.
他们说已经把金钱献给神了，所以就不需要奉养父母亲了。
They said that I've already offered my money to God, so I do not need to take care of my parents.
哎，这是一种投机取巧的一种掩饰。
And this is just a superficial cover up.
不符合圣经的真理。
It is not according to the truth in the Bible.
这个例子讲到说，有一个人他只有一点钱。
This example tells us that there is a person who only has a little bit of money.
如果给了父母，就没办法奉献给神。
If he has given this money to his parents, then he's not able to offer to God.
奉献给神就没有办法给父母。
And if he offered it to God, then he's not able to give it to his parents.
所以在这种情况之下，他把钱奉献给神。
So under this circumstance, he had offered his money to God.
啊，但是法利赛人用这个来做一种借口，说如果人奉献给神之后，就可以不理父母亲的需要。
But the Pharisees used this as an excuse to not take care of their parents.
讲这种话的人啊，可能他本身也没有奉献给神，也没有奉养父母。
And often people who say these things might not offer to God or take care of their parents.
哦，所以啊，从主耶稣责备他们的话里，可见基督徒应当要孝顺父母。
So through the rebuke that Jesus had given them, we can see that as Christians, we must honor our parents.
包含供给父母啊，这个肉身上的需要。
And this include taking care of their every need.
要在父母还活着的时候，当尽儿女的本分来孝敬他们。
And we must honor them while they are still alive.
啊，我们一开始讲到说，一般的啊，没有信耶稣的人误会基督徒不孝顺的原因。
And earlier we talked about the reason that most people think Christians are not honorable to their parents are.
是因为基督徒没有啊这个供奉祖先的牌位。
Is because Christians do not have, do not worship ancestors.
其实啊，中国也到啊到了这个西周哈啊。开始啊，才有祭祖的事情。
And in fact, China did not start worshiping ancestors until later.
哦，以前的祭祖啊，那只有天子才可以做的，只有皇帝才能做。
And in the ancient times, only the emperor has the right to worship the ancestors. 哦，
啊，直到周公治理作月，后来人们逐渐的加添。祭祖的事情才开始普遍在民间了。
And it wasn't until a emperor started regulations and the people started populating, that's when they started worshiping the ancestors.
但是祭祀祖先呢，并不代表孝顺。
But worshiping ancestors does not mean honoring our parents.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为如果在父母亲活着的时候你不孝顺他，死后才要孝顺，那太迟了。
Because if we don't honor our parents while they're alive and we wait until they pass away, it is too late.
中国的民间故事有24孝的故事。
And there's fables in the Chinese stories, and there are 24 of them regarding honoring parents.
那当然里面有很多是愚孝哦。
And of course, a lot of them were foolish stories.
啊，甚至说孝感动天呐。
And there are stories that even went to the extent of the action touching the gods in heaven.
哦，比如说啊，这个母亲年老哈，啊，吃不下东西。
For example, an elderly mother was cannot eat.
那只好吃媳妇的啊，那刚生产不久的媳妇的她的奶水。
So the mother would feed on the milk from her daughter-in-law who just gave birth.
那这样一来，她的小孩就啊没有奶水可以吃了。
And if this happens, then the child would not have anything to feed on.
为了孝顺父母亲呢，所以打算把小孩子给埋掉。
So because they want to.Pay honor to their parents, so they bury the child.
啊，就在挖洞的时候挖到一坛金子哈。
And while they were digging the hole, they dug a pot of gold.
哦，这是愚孝，这不符合圣经的真理啊！圣经没有叫我们孝顺父母亲，就要伤害自己的儿女，没有这样。
And this is a foolish action because the Bible did not tell us that we should hurt our children in order to pay honor to our parents.
那还有就是啊，母亲想要吃这个笋子。
And another story is that a mother wanted to eat bamboo shoots.
那她是在冬天下雪啊，怎么去找笋子呢？
But in the cold winter, snowy winter, it is difficult to find bamboo shoots.
哦，所以她就啊。啊，把衣服脱掉啊，跪在雪地上啊，在那边求啊。
So the son took off his clothes and knelt in the icy ground, and he was asking.
啊，感动了天上的神，所以就让笋子就冒出来了。啊，这个就是冬笋的由来哦。
And he had touched the gods in heaven, so the bamboo shoots came from the ground. And this is how winter bamboo shoots came about.
我们先不论说这些故事它的真实性。
And putting aside the truth behind these stories,
那至少他们都有一个共同的特色。
We can see that at least they have one central theme.
这些例子都是父母还活着的时候尽孝道的。
All of these examples show that these people honor their parents while they were still alive.
父母在世的时候不孝顺，甚至把父母给气死了。那时候啊，大事的铺张办丧事啊，其实啊，只不过说为了自己的面子而已。
And when parents are alive, the children were so bad to them that the parents passed away because of it. And after they died, the children started giving them a very big and luxurious funeral.
这不是真正的孝顺。
This is not real honoring.
真正的孝顺啊, 是要当父母亲活着的时候, 供养他们肉体上的需要。
True respect is that while our parents are still alive, we provide them every need.
当然了，我们会觉得说，在美国这个社会福利很好的国家里头啊，有政府可以养。
Of course, we would think that in the United States, the government would take care of the elderly.
但是父母在乎的不是好像在养小狗、养宠物那一种供养。
Our parents does not seek the kind of concern that we have for animals.
他要的是你对他的关怀。
What they want is that we show them our love and concern.
再来, 我们要怎么孝顺父母? 第三点就是要听父母的话。
The third point in honoring our parents is to obey our parents.
我们一开始读的以弗所书六章那边谈到说, 你们做儿女的要在主里听父母亲, 听从这个父母亲, 这是理所当然。
And in Ephesians chapter 6, it mentions that as children, we should obey our parents and the Lord, for this is right.
什么是孝顺? 就是孝敬加上顺从。
And to be filial to our parents is not only to honor them, but to obey them.
主耶稣在他12岁的时候，他跟父母亲一起到圣殿去。
When Jesus Christ was 12 years old, he went to the temple with his parents.
后来他离开父母亲，他留在圣殿里面。
And then he parted from his parents and stayed in the temple, in the synagogue.
当父母亲伤心地回来找他的时候，他顺从他的父母，他离开圣殿回家。
When his parents came looking for him, he obeyed them and went home with them.
虽然他应当以天父的事为念。
Even though he should regard the Father's matters as his matters,
但是他仍然听从肉身的父母亲来尽这个为人子的孝道。
But he still listened to his parents so that he can fulfill his respect.
在以前, 封建的时代里面，这个父亲的权力很大。
In the ancient world, fathers have great power.
有些做父亲的不懂得善用他的权柄啊。
But there are many fathers who do not utilize that power correctly.
或者是他所发号的命令啊，不合情理。
Or sometimes they would ask for things that are illogical.
但是圣经在这里要我们在主里听从父母。
But the Bible here tells us that they want us to obey our parents in the Lord.
不是说父母亲他必须要先来信耶稣之后成为基督徒我们才听他的，不是这个意思。But
it does not mean that our parents must come and believe in Christ first before we can listen to them.
在主里听从父母亲的意思，就是要在真理上听从。What
it means to obey our parents in the Lord is to obey them in the truth.
父母亲他也是人，他不完全。
Our parents are also human. They are not perfect.
所做的也不一定都对。
And not everything they do are right.
甚至也有叫儿女做坏事的。
And some of them even tell their children to do bad things.
我们不可以都听从。
And when that happens, we don't always have to listen.
因为啊，如果在 坏事上听从，等于害父母亲于不义啊，这也不符合孝道。
Because if we obey them through the bad things, then we're going against the Bible.
古时候的人啊，论这个孝道啊，包含劝诫父母亲。
And in the ancient days, one of the things that people do to honor their parents is to ask them to do good.
啊，当然父母亲都是为儿女好。
And of course, all parents do things out of the good of the children.
啊，除了那个为非作歹的父母亲呢，才会叫儿女去做坏事哈。
And only the evil parents would ask their children to do bad things.
啊，那真正的孝道包括劝诫。
And the true respect toward our parents include asking them to do good.
我们一开始读的提摩太前书五章说，不可严责老年人哈，要劝他如同父亲。
And what we read in 1 Timothy, it says, do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he, were your father.
这个原则也可以用在劝诫自己的父母亲身上。
And we could use the same mentality on our parents.
哦，所以不是不可以劝，而是啊，不要严责啊。
We must talk to them, and exhort them rather than rebuke them.
在劝诫当中要有爱，要有尊敬。
And out of this exhortation, we must have love and respect.
古时候的这个先圣先贤教导我们怎么样劝父母亲。
And the, ancient examples taught us how to pay respect to our parents.
啊，他们说到要下气以色柔声，谏而不怒，起敬起笑，悦而复谏。啊，这个意思就是说，当我们劝诫父母的时候，不可以有怒气。
And they taught us that when we are speaking to our parents, we should not have a face of anger.
啊，声音要柔和。
And our voice must be tender.
如果父母亲他一时没办法听得进去啊，
If our parents cannot listen to us at the time,
要格外的敬爱他们啊。
We must love them extra hard.
哦，等到有机会再劝诫他们。
And we should wait until another opportunity arises to talk to them.
啊，这种啊，温柔不断的劝诫啊，这是跟圣经的教训是一样的。
And this kind of tender exhortation is exactly what the Bible tells us.
圣经没有叫我们说包庇啊，这个做坏事的父母亲。
The Bible did not tell us to go with the evil deeds of the parents.
啊，而是要站在真理的立场上，不陷父母亲于不义啊。
But we must stand in the viewpoint of the truth so that they might not fall short of the righteousness.
所以我们应该听父母亲的，但也应该劝诫父母亲不要做坏事。
Therefore, we must obey our parents, but at the same time, we should exhort them so they won't do evil.
再来，要怎么样孝顺父母的第四个方式，就是要让父母亲来分享我们的成就。
And the fourth way to honor our parents is to let our parents share in our accomplishments.
约翰福音的十七章那里记载，当主耶稣在十字架上最后的祷告。
John chapter 17 records the last prayer of Jesus Christ.
他说：“父啊，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。”
He says, "Father, glorify your son, that your son may glorify you."
然后又说啊，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
And he has said that I have glorified you on this earth, and I have fulfilled what you sent me here for.
主耶稣在世上的时候，他荣耀了天上的天父真神。
When Lord Jesus Christ was in this earth, he had fulfilled the glory of God on earth.
同样的，我们身为人儿女的，也应当要荣耀自己的父母亲。
So in the same token, as our as children, we must let our parents share in our glory.
英文啊，圣经啊，经常教这个孝顺啊，翻译成 honor 哈，就是尊敬、尊荣的意思。
And the English version of being good to our parents, they use the word honor, and this means respect.
所以孝顺啊, 不只是尊敬, 还包含感恩, 听从, 奉养, 荣耀, 等等在里头。
So filial piety includes respect, taking care of our parents, and also share in, let them share in our glory.
中国, 有一位叫曾子的, 他论孝顺这么说。
There is an Chinese person, historical figure, he viewed filial piety this way.
他说大孝尊亲其次不入其下能样。 那意思就是说最大的孝顺啊, 就是要尊荣尊敬父母亲。
He says that the greatest honor is to pay respect to our parents.
那其次就是不羞辱父母亲。
And next is to not make them shameful.
最下等的啊, 才是奉养父母亲啊。
And the lowest level is to take care of our parents.
所以, 尊亲哦, 就是尊荣父母亲, 像主耶稣将荣耀, 啊, 这个尊归给他的天上的父一样。
So honoring our parents is just as what Lord Jesus Christ did, give glory to God.
我们很容易将我们自己一切的成功都归咎于自己。
We often boast that all our glories and accomplishments are from ourselves.
因为每个人的成功都是经过一番努力的。
Because every successful person went through a period of labor and toil.
我们对自己奋斗的这个经过啊，有很深的印象。
And we have very vivid experience of our success.
但却很容易忽略我们现在的成就有一半。 也是父母亲先天栽培的结果。
We often neglect the fact that our accomplishments are through how our parents raise us.
那一半啊, 并不是自己辛劳得来的。
And that half was not done through our own accomplishments.
当然我们的印象也不会深刻。
And of course, we may not remember that half.
所以当我们看到父母亲年纪越来越大，动作越来越迟缓。
So when we look at our parents as they grow older and as they deteriorate physically.
好，我们呢，就应当要知道，我们今天的成就，有一半呢，是父母亲栽培的。
We must realize that our accomplishments are through our parents as well.
大多数为人儿女。 大多数的父母亲为了儿女，为了家庭辛劳。
Most parents are laboring for their children and their family.
供应家庭的需要，供应子女教育的需要。
They provide the need of the family and the need of their children's education.
通常都是孩子还很小的时候。
And this often starts when the children are still at a young age.
等到 父母亲到了中年呢。
And when the parents reach their middle ages,
事业也安定了, 家庭也安定了,
where their career is stable and the family is stable,
儿女也长大了,
and the children had grown, 嘿,
儿女开始懂得体会父母亲,
and the children start to understand their parents,
但是那时候, 那个最艰苦的那一段日子已经过去了,
but at that time, the most difficult time had passed.
所以很多的, 这个青年啊, 就认为说, 这个他们能享受良好的教育跟栽培啊，这个父母亲也没有什么功劳了。So
many children think that the reason they could go through their education is not because of their parents.
因为啊，没有钱到银行拿就有了嘛，哈。Because
in their viewpoint, if there's no money, then you just go to the bank to get more.
买东西还不简单呢，那卡刷一刷就可以拿走了。
And to spend money is a mere action of credit cards.
因为啊，他们没有经过，他们那个最艰苦的日子啊，他那时候还没有长这个理性，他还不懂事。
Because we often did not go through the most difficult times with our parents.
所以啊，我们应当欣赏父母亲，他曾经为我们所付出的。 将我们的成功来跟他们分享。
So So we must remember the labor that our parents had gone through and share with them our accomplishments.
这就是, 啊, 他们最大的安慰。
And that to them is the greatest comfort.
父母亲通常把所有的期望都放在儿女的身上。
Parents put most of their hope on their children.
如果让我们的父母亲到了晚年的时候才大失所望, 那是很痛苦, 很残忍的事情。
If we had disappointed our parents at their old age, that is a very cruel and difficult thing for them.
林肯总统当他当选总统的时候, 他第一个通知的人是他的父母。
When Abraham Lincoln became the president, the first people he had notified were his parents.
他让他的父母跟他分享他的成就。
He has shared with his parents his accomplishment.
华盛顿总统 在他年轻的时候要参加这个海军的训练。
And President Washington, when he was young, he was in the Navy.
他向他的母亲道别，他看着他的母亲流的眼泪啊，他就吩咐仆人啊，把行李再搬回去。
As he departed from his mom, he saw the tears from his mom, and he had asked his servant to bring back the luggages to back home.
但是他的母亲对他说啊，说我知道神会赐福气给孝敬父母亲的啊这些儿女啊。
But his mother told him, I know that God will provide for those who honor their parents.
华盛顿他明白他母亲同意他啊去接受训练。
So at that point, President Washington knew that his mom had given him acknowledgement to go through training.
啊，才离开他的母亲呢。
And it is then when he departed from his mother.
所以可见西方国家在早期啊，也都是很重视孝道的。
From this, we can see that even the Western countries were emphasizing on honoring parents in the earlier days.
基督徒啊，应当要遵照圣经来，啊，来尽孝。
So as Christians, we must follow the Bible and become filial to our parents.
使我们的父母亲啊得到尊荣。
So that our parents may share in our glory.
那最后啊，我们要怎么样孝顺父母？
And the last point, how should we pay honor to our parents?
就是要带领父母亲来信主。
Is to bring our parents to the Lord.
如果我们认为今天我们所得到的福音是最好的。
If we view our gospel as the best,
却不会将这个最好的来给父母,
but we do not know how to give this best to our parents,
这怎么能算是孝顺?
How can we say that we honor our parents?
父母亲总是会把最好的给他的儿女,
our parents often give us the best,
至少是他认为最好的吧,
at least they give us what they think is the best,
但我们今天却不肯将最好的给父母亲。
But we, as children, refuse to give them the best.
当然有人会说啊，带自己的父母亲来信主真的很难啊。
Of course, many would say it is so difficult to bring our parents to the Lord.
要为父母亲的灵魂受生产之苦啊，受生育之苦啊，好像在生小孩那样痛苦啊。And
this bringing them to the Lord is can be compared to the labor and pains.
但是我们想到说，父母亲曾经为了我们的肉体啊，受过生育的痛苦啊。
If we think about it, our parents had gone through the pain of labor, physical pain of labor, when they gave birth to us.
那我们也应当为父母亲灵魂的得救啊，来受这个生育的痛苦。
Then we as children should also bear this laboring pain for our parents' spirituality.
可能有很多的艰难。
Perhaps there will be many obstacles.
可能要付出很多代价。
Perhaps we may need to give a lot of sacrifices.
就好像父母亲生育我们、养育我们，要遇到很多艰难，付出很多代价。
Just like our parents, when they were giving us birth, they went through a lot of toil and labor.
我们也应当为了父母亲他灵魂的得救啊，来承受这些艰难跟代价。
And we should also bear these toil and labor for the salvation of our parents' soul.
小弟啊，不算是一个孝顺的儿子。
I myself is not a very filial son.
因为我初中毕业之后，我就离开家庭。Because
I departed from my family after graduation of junior high.
直到我懂得欣赏父母亲的时候，可以说比较迟了一点。And
it was a bit late when I realized that I should respect my parents.
因为呢，我必须。这个是为了侍奉神，才派到任何的地方去。
Because I must go to different places now because of serving the Lord.
没有办法经常在父母亲的身边来尽孝道。
And I'm not able to be by my parents' side to pay them respect.
所以有时候在我们人生当中，必须到了一段的年纪之后，才能够体会父母亲的爱。
So sometimes we are not able to realize our parents' love until we reach a certain point of our life.
但经常已经太迟了。 But
oftentimes it becomes too late.
树欲静而风不止，子欲养而亲不待。有一天，我们认为要孝敬我们父母亲的时候，极有可能他已经不在人世。And
one day when we realize that we should honor our parents, perhaps they no longer belong to this world.
我们希望不要让这样的悲剧来发生。
We hope that this tragedy would not happen to our lives.
我们可以想一想，我是不是一个孝顺的儿女？
We must think about whether we are a person who honors our parents.
我是不是应当要把最好的福分给我的父母亲？
Should we give our best blessings to our parents?
趁他们还活着的时候，赶快把得救的真道传给他们。
And to preach to them the salvation of truth while they're still alive.
这样就是真正的爱我们的父母。
And this is truly loving our parents.
孝顺我们的父母。
And to honor our parents.
最后我来讲一个真实的故事。
Finally, I would like to tell you a true story.
在1997年，天津这个中学，天津一中，有个学生，这个叫做安金鹏，在第38届的奥林匹克数学竞赛当中夺得金牌。In
1997, there is a person from Tianjin who won the Olympic medal in the 38th Olympic.
这位19岁的数学天才，他成功的背后有一段很感人的故事在里头。
And this math genius had a very touching story behind him.
他的家是住在天津这个乡下的地方。
And he resides in the suburbs of Tianjin.
他的家很穷。
And he came from a very poor family.
他出生的时候，他奶奶已经病倒在炕上。When
he was born, his grandmother was very ill.
14岁的时候，他的爷爷又患了这个气管病。And
at age 14, his grandfather had been afflicted of bronchitis.
并且半身不遂。And
was paralyzed.
所以家里的欠债一年比一年高。So
the debt from his household increased as years go by.
安同学，他7岁的时候，他上了小学。
And this Mr. An went to elementary school at age 7.
学费是他母亲向人家借来的。
And his tuition was borrowed from other people.
他总是把同学扔掉的铅笔捡回来，用线捆在筷子上面，接着用。
And he often picked up the leftover pieces of pencil that his classmates threw away and wrap it on the chopstick and reuse it.
或者是把已经写过的本子再用橡皮擦擦掉，再重新再用一次。
Or he would pick up the papers that's already written and use erasers to erase and rewrite it again.
不过他妈妈也有值得欣慰的时候。
But his mom also had times of comfort.
因为无论学校的大考小考，他总是考第一名。
Because no matter midterms or finals, he always got first place.
尤其数学他都是拿满分的。
Especially in the subject of math, he would always get 100%.
在母亲的鼓励之下，他越学越快乐。
And through the encouragement of his mother, he had gained joy through learning.
他不知道天底下还有什么比念书更快乐的事情。
He did not know what was more joyful, than studying.
他在还没有上小学啊，他就自修啊。把这个加减乘除的还有分数小数啊都学会了。
And before he even started elementary school, he had learned all the basic multiplications and fractions and decimals.
上了小学之后也靠着自修把初中的数理化也都学会了。
And while he was in elementary school, he self-studied all the math that were to be taken in junior high.
上了初中把高中的数理化也都学过了。
And while he was in junior high, he had learned all the math that was to be taught in high school.
1994年的五月份，那天津市举办了初中的这个数理的竞赛。
And in May of 1994, there was a math contest in his junior high.
他是这个市郊天津市郊的学校唯一能够考进前三名的农村小孩。
And he was the only child from the suburban area that was able to be within the first three places.
六月份，他拿到天津第一中学的入学通知很高兴地跑回家。
And in June, when he was accepted to the best high school in Tianjin, he ran home happily.
他想把喜讯告诉家人。
He wanted to tell his family of this good news.
没想到大家听了之后，脸上堆满了愁容。
But only to find out when his family heard this news, they were all frowning.
奶奶去世不到半年，爷爷也生命垂危。
The grandmother had passed away 6 months ago, and the grandfather is still sick in his bed.
家里已经欠人家10,000多块的人民币了。
And his family had owed a great amount of debt to people.
所以他只有默默地回到房中流了一整天的眼泪。
So he could only sit in his room and cry, shed tears for the whole day.
晚上他听到外面有争吵的声音，原来是妈妈想把家里那一头小毛驴给卖掉。
And in the evening he heard arguments, and only to find out his mother wants to sell the little donkey.
好让他能够有学费来上学。
So that he may have tuition to go to school.
但是爸爸不同意。
But his father disagreed.
争吵的声音让他的爷爷一听见了，爷爷一急结果就离世了。
And during this argument, the grandfather was anxious and he had passed away.
家里又多了几千块的这个欠债。
And the household had another thousand dollars worth of debt.
所以他也不敢再提要念书的事情。
So he dared not to bring up the subject of going to school.
把这个入学通知折好放在枕头下面。
So he had folded the acceptance letter and put it under his pillow.
每天和父母亲一起下田干活。
And every day he would go to the field and work with his parents.
过了几天他和父亲同时发现小毛驴不见了。
And a few days later, both him and his father found out the little donkey disappeared.
爸爸气着问母亲说你把小毛驴给卖了，你疯了。
And the father angrily went to the mom and said, "How dare you sell the donkey? Are you crazy?"
那以后庞庄稼卖粮食你去用手推用肩扛啊。
And he said to her, "All the harvest that we have, are you going to carry with your hands?"
你卖小毛驴那几百块，难道能供娃能够念多少学期？
And the $100-some that you have sold the donkey for, how many semesters can our child go to school for?
他妈妈也哭了，而且用很凶的话回他的丈夫
And The mother also cried and said words of anger to the husband.
说娃要念书有什么错？
And she said, what is wrong with our child wanting to go to school?
啊，他能考上这个啊天津市第一中学啊，在咱们这个武清县上啊是唯一的一个人啊。
And he's the only person in our village that's able to be accepted to the such a good school.
啊，咱们不能够让穷字啊把娃儿的前途啊给耽误了。
So we cannot throw away our child's future because we are poor.
我就是用手推，用肩扛，也要让他继续念下去。
And if I had to work with my own hands, I would still let him go to school.
啊，捧着妈妈卖了毛驴所得到的600块钱啊，他真的很想跟他妈妈磕头下跪。
And taking the $600 that the mother has sold the donkey for, he wanted to bow down and thank his mother.
他太爱念书了，但是啊，这一念下去啊，他的妈妈又要吃多少苦呢？
He loves to go to school, but he knows that once he goes to school, his mother would encounter a lot of difficulty and labor.
那年的冬天啊，他那年的秋天呢、啊？啊，他回去家里拿冬天的衣服，他发现他的爸爸脸色很黄啊。
And that autumn, he went back to his home to pick up some winter clothes, and he found out that his father's face was very yellowish.
瘦的皮包骨啊，躺在这个炕头上。
And he was as skinny as to lay only a bones and laying on the bed.
妈妈啊，若无其事地告诉他说：“没事，重感冒啊，很快就好了。”
And the mother said, "Not a big problem. It's just a flu, and it will be well soon."
啊，第二天呢、啊，他拿起他爸爸的药瓶上一看，那些药啊是癌症的药。
And the second day, he looked at the medication from his father, and he realized these are medication for cancer.
他把妈妈拉到外头啊，哭着问母亲说、啊：“说到底怎么回事、啊？”
And he grabbed his mother and asked, "What is going on?"
妈妈就说：“说自从他上了这个中学之后啊，他爸爸便开始便血哈、哦，啊排便呢、啊、有血。”
And he said to him, "She said to him, ever since he went to school, your father started excreting blood.
一天比一天严重，所以他又向亲戚啊借了6000块钱啊，到天津、北京啊啊去做检查，最后断定是肠癌。
And it had gotten worse as day go by, so they had borrowed another $6,000 to go to the hospital, and only to find out that it was colon cancer.
医生说要赶快动手术啊。
The doctor said that they must operate immediately.
啊，母亲准备再下要再去借钱了、啊。
The mother was ready to borrow some more money.
但父亲死都不愿意、啊。
But the father refused.
他说、啊：“亲戚朋友都借遍了，只借不还，还有谁愿意借呢？”
He said that we have borrowed from all of our relatives and we had never given it back. Nobody wants to lend it to us anymore.
啊，那一天呢、啊，他的邻居也告诉他说，他的母亲呢、啊、是用一种啊。很原始啊啊的方式啊，完成收割麦子的。
And his neighbors had informed him that his mother was using the most basic way to harvest the field.
因为毛驴卖掉了，所以没有力气把啊这个麦子啊挑到这个谷场里面去打。
And because a donkey was sold, so they don't have the energy to carry the harvest.
啊，也没有钱啊，雇人帮忙啊，所以啊，啊，他是熟一块割一块，然后用平板车拉回去。
And because they also don't have money to for labor, so she would cut a little piece, put it on the little cart.And do this back and forth.
啊，在院子铺一块塑胶布啊，啊，然后双手抓起一把麦子啊，就往石头上摔打。
And they would lay a piece of cloth on the floor, grab a bunch and throw it on the rocks.
三亩地的, 啊, 这个麦子啊, 就靠他一个人。
And the entire field was labored by his mother.
累得, 啊, 站不住了, 就跪着歌啊。
And when she grew exhausted, standing up, she would kneel down.
啊, 膝盖都磨破皮, 流血, 所以走路啊, 都这样, 啊, 一拐一拐。
And her knees were friction to the point of bleeding, so she cannot walk straight.
她听到邻居这么说啊, 啊, 她跑回家, 啊, 大大, 对着母亲啊, 大哭啊, 说, 妈妈, 妈妈, 我再也读不下去了。
And after hearing this, he ran home and cried to his mother, saying, I can't go on to school.
但是还是被他妈妈给赶回学校。
But his mother had insisted for him to go back to school.
他的生活费啊, 是每个月60到80块。
And his monthly allowance was $60 to $80.
比起其他的同学两三百块啊, 真的是少得可怜啊。
And compared to the $200 or $300 his classmates had, this is very scarce.
但也唯有他才知道说，他的妈妈为了他这一点点钱呢。 从月初啊，就要一分一分的省，要一元一元的啊，卖鸡蛋、蔬菜啊，啊，这样凑，凑不出来还要去借。
And only he knew how much labor his mother had gone through to give him this amount of money.
而母亲跟父亲还有自己的一个弟弟啊，几乎啊从来不吃菜哈，有菜也没有拌油啊，就是啊用一点腌咸菜哈。 搅和汤啊，啊，搅和搅和着就这么就吃了。
And his own family, his mother, father, and his little brother, rarely have vegetables to eat.
但为了啊不让他饿肚子啊，他妈妈每个月都要走啊，啊十多里路啊，啊去那个批发那个方便面的地方，去要那个方便面裁下来的面渣。
And
泡面哈。
In order for him to fill his stomach, she would go and get leftover pieces of noodle in noodle shops.
月底呀，总是扛着一个一大袋的这个方便面的面渣，辛辛苦苦到天津来看他。
And at the end of the month, she would gather these collected pieces of noodles and go to Tianjin to visit him.
啊，也带来啊一大叠啊。 啊，人家印刷厂啊，印坏掉的哈，那个废纸啊，反面哈，还可以用哦，来给它当计算机。And
also brought a lot of papers from the printers that were error papers, so that he can use the back of it as scrap paper.
哦，还有一大罐的这个黄豆辣酱哈，啊，这个咸菜啊，腌的咸菜，还有一把理头发的这个。 推子哈，啊，因为天津呐、啊，理个头发至少要5块钱哈，啊，他妈妈顺便帮他理一理啊，让他省下的钱呢、啊，可以买几个馒头吃。So
she would bring more food and vegetables and also a pair of scissors so that she could cut his hair so that he can save some money to buy more bread.
他是天津一中唯一连。 啊，这个餐厅啊，学校的餐厅也吃不起的学生。
He was the only student in that school who can't afford to eat in the cafeteria of school.
只能买两个馒头啊，在宿舍里面泡一点这个方便面渣啊，拌着这个辣酱啊，就这样凑合着吃。
And he was only able to buy 2 pieces of bread and the little noodle crumbs and just eat it like that every day.
他也是唯一用不起稿纸的学生。
He was the only student who can't afford regular paper.
他也是唯一没有用过肥皂的学生。
He was the only student who had never used soap.
洗衣服的时候啊，到餐厅里面要一点啊，这个碱面啊，就这样洗一洗。
And he would go to the cafeteria to ask for some chemicals to wash his clothes.
但是他从来没有自卑过。
But he had never been lack of self-esteem.
啊, 他觉得他的母亲是一个像苦难, 像命运, 啊, 这个抗争的英雄, 做他的儿子的, 也是无上的光彩。
He felt that his mom was a heroic figure, and being her son was very honorable.
当他刚上天津一中的时候, 第一堂的英语课, 就把他给听得迷迷糊糊了。
And the first English class that he attended, he was very lost.
当母亲来的时候, 他告诉母亲说, 恐怕英语啊, 程度跟不上, 啊, 妈妈竟然啊, 满脸的笑容回答说啊, 我知道你, 啊, 是最吃苦的孩子, 妈妈不爱听你说, 啊, 说困难, 因为一吃苦啊, 就不难了。And
when he complained to his mother that he might not be able to pass the English class, his mother said to him that I know you're a person who can endure labor, so as soon as you think this is labor, it would not be a difficult thing.
他有一点口疾哦, 所以有人告诉他要学好英文啊, 就要让舌头听自己的话。
And because he stutters a little bit, so someone told him in order to learn English, you need to let you need to be able to control your tongue.
所以他就捡了一块石头啊, 含在嘴巴里, 拼命地背英文啊, 啊, 舌头跟石头啊, 这样磨啊磨啊, 磨出水来, 磨出血来啊, 啊, 顺着嘴角都流出来。
So he picked up a little piece of pebble and put it in his mouth as he memorized the vocabularies of the English to the point where his tongue and lips started bleeding from the friction.
他始终咬着牙, 坚持啊, 半年过去, 小石头磨平了, 他的舌头也磨平了。
And a half year later, he had continued to labor, and not only did the pebble became smooth, his tongue also became smooth.
英语的成绩进入全校第三名。
And his English grades were top among the top three in school.
所以他感谢他的母亲啊, 他的话激励了他。
So he thanked his mother for the words of encouragement.
跨越了那么大的学习障碍。
To overcome such a great learning disability.
1996年, 他第一次参加全国奥林匹克, 啊, 知识竞赛, 啊, 在天津区的比赛。
In 1996, he had entered the contest of the math division of the Olympics in Tianjin.
他得了, 啊, 物理的一等奖跟数学的二等奖。
And he had gained first and second places in the areas of math.
他代表天津, 到杭州去参加全国的奥林匹克竞赛。
And he had represented Tianjin to enter into the semi-finalists in Hangzhou.
他心里想说，拿一个全国一等奖送给妈妈， 然后啊, 代表国家去参加世界的奥林匹克竞赛。
And he had thought to himself that he should gain first place in the country so that he can give it as a gift to his mother and then go on to compete with the world.
结果那一次他只得到二等奖啊, 所以啊, 他一头倒在床上啊, 不吃不喝啊。
And that time he got second place, so he was so depressed that he cannot eat or sleep.
尽管这已经是天津市参赛者最好的成绩了。
And even though this was the best score from people who attended from Tianjin.
但是想到要报答母亲, 他的养育啊, 啊, 实在不够。
But he thought this was not enough to repay his mother's love.
回到学校, 啊, 老师啊, 跟他们做过分析之后,
And going back to school, the teachers had analyzed their grades.
他决定专攻数学。
He had decided to major in math.
所以隔年1997年, 啊, 他终于获得全国数学奥林匹克大赛当中, 以满分的成绩得到第一名。
So in 1997, he had gained first place in this Tianjin Olympic, and he got 100%.
他进入国家的集训队, 在十次的测验当中得满分。
And as he entered into the nation's team, he had gained perfect score 10 times.
代表国家到阿根廷去参加, 啊, 这个, 全世界的奥林匹克竞赛。
And he had represented the nation to compete in the worldwide Olympic in Argentina.
他把 啊必备的书籍和母亲做好的这个黄豆辣酱包好啊。
And he had taken with him the required textbooks and the spicy sauce and soybean that his mom had prepared for him.
这个集训队的主任啊，看到他穿的这个衣服都是别人这个救济的、啊，颜色大小都不协调啊。
And the captain of the team saw that his clothing are all given by other people and none of them matched.
打开他的这个衣柜啊，啊，指责说这个袖子也接了两次哈、哦，下摆接了三寸，还有那些补丁的那些啊汗衫呐、啊，啊背心呐、啊，他就问他说：“这些就是你全部的衣服吗？”
So he opened his closet and find out that most of the sleeves had been sewn 3 or 4 times, as well as the pants. And he asked, "Is this what you're bringing?"
啊，他回答老师说啊，说我不怕丢人，我母亲总是告诉我。腹有诗书气自华啊！我穿着它们就是去见美国总统，我也不怕丢脸。
So he told the teacher that I am not embarrassed because my mother had always told me, that it really doesn't matter. So even if I wore these clothes to see the president of the United States, I won't be embarrassed.
7月27日，奥林匹克这个比赛正式开始。他们从早上8:30直坐到下午2点，做了5个半小时的题目。
On July 27, 1997, they had sat from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon just to work on these problems.
啊，第二天成绩公布啊，啊，首先是铜牌，他当然不希望听到自己的名字。
So the second day when they were announcing the result,He did not want to hear his name because they were announcing the bronze medals.
再来是银牌，最后是金牌。
And then the silver medals and the gold medals.
有他的名字。
He found his name.
啊，他喜极而泣啊，心中喊着说：“妈妈，你的儿子成功了。”
And he was so joyful, and he shouted, "Mom, your son has succeeded."
他和另外一个同学在第38届的国际奥林匹克数学竞赛当中。获得金牌。
And him and his classmate had received the gold medal in the 38th Olympic in the math division.
当天晚上啊，中央广播电台和中央电视台就播出了。
And that same evening, the television and the radio had broadcasted this news.
8月1号，他们载誉啊回国的时候啊，啊国家的这个数学学会啊。为他们举办了很隆重的一个欢迎仪式。
And on August, when they returned back to their nation, they had came back to a great party thrown by the math association.
但是他想到的就是要赶快回去见他的妈妈，亲手把那一面金牌要挂在他母亲的脖子上。
But all he can think about is to go home and put the gold medal on his mother's neck.
晚上10点多，他终于摸黑。回到他朝思暮想的家，开门的是他的父亲，但是一把他紧紧抱在怀里的是他的母亲。
And when he had returned home at 10 o'clock, his father opened the door and his mother gave him a great big hug.
在朗朗的星空之下，他把他那一面奥运金牌挂在他母亲的脖子上。
And in a starry night, he put the gold medal.Onto his mother's neck.
8月12日，天津一中的礼堂座无虚席啊！母亲和天津市的教育局的官员，还有数学的教授们呢、啊，一起啊坐在这个主席台啊。
And on August 12th, in the auditorium of his high school, people were sitting on. The professors were sitting on the stage.
当他致辞的时候，他说了这么一番话。
As well as the mother, and when she was giving the speech, she said,
他说我要用整个生命去感激一个人。
Actually, he said, he wants to use his whole life to thank one person.
那就是哺育我成人的母亲。
This person is my mother who had given me my entire life.
他虽然是一个普通的农妇啊。 可是他教给我做人的道理却可以激励我一辈子。
Even though she is just a regular farmer, but what she taught me can make me go on forever.
高中一年级的时候，我想买一本英汉词典来学英语。
And first year in high school, he wanted to buy a Chinese English dictionary to learn English.
母亲没有钱，但是答应要想办法。
Mother did not have money, but said she'll think of something.
吃完早餐，妈妈借来一辆架子车啊，装上一车的白菜，和我一起拖到40里外的县城去卖。
And early in the morning, mother had borrowed a cart and put on a whole cart full of bok choy and took it to a place 40 miles away.
到了县城已经中午了。早上和妈妈只喝了两碗这个玉米稀饭这时候肚子饿得直叫。
And by the time they reached the city, it was already noon, and they had only had porridge for food, and they were really hungry.
真恨不得说有人赶快把这个菜给拉走买走。
And they were eager for people to buy their vegetable.
可是妈妈还是很有耐心的讨价还价。最后啊，以一斤成交210斤的白菜换来21块，但是对方只给20块。
So finally, they have sold a vegetable for $21, but the person only paid 20.
有的钱想要先吃饭，但是妈妈说啊，还是买书要紧啊。
And after they gained the money, he wanted to eat, but the mother said that it's more important to buy the book.
到了书店一问，要18.25元。
And when they reached the bookstore, they found out the book cost $18.25.
买完书啊，只剩下1.75元了。
So they got a change of $1.75 back.
母亲只给7.5元的零钱拿去买两个烧饼，剩下的1块钱说要留着给他上学用。
So.The mother gave him 75 cents to buy 2 pieces of bread and gave the dollar for him for allowance.
虽然吃了两个烧饼，但是走了快40里的路回家已经饿得头昏眼花。这时候才想起居然忘了把一个分给他母亲了。
And after eating the two pieces of bread, they had to walk 40 miles back and he had again gotten hungry.But then to realize he'd forgotten to give 1 piece of bread to his mother.
他饿了一整天为了自己要买一本词典，拉了80里路的车子。
And because of him, they had walked 80 miles in the road and hungered for the whole day just so that he can buy a book.
他后悔的真想打自己耳光。
And he regretted so much.
可是母亲却安慰他说说妈妈没有多少文化，可是妈妈记得小时候老师所说过的一句话。
But his mother encouraged him saying, I don't have much education, but I remember one thing my teacher said to me when I was young.
贫困是一所最好的大学。
Said that being poor is the best university.
如果你能够在这个学堂过关那咱们天津北京的大学有你考啊。
And he said that if you can encounter this obstacle, then you can enter into the best university.
说这番话的时候，妈妈并没有看着他，而是望着远远的那一条路仿佛他真的好像可以通到天津、北京的大学。
And his mother said, his mother looked at the road ahead as if he already entered into that college.
如果贫困是一所最好的大学，那我要说。我的农妇妈妈，她是我人生最好的导师。
And he said, if being poor is the best university, he wants to say his mother is the best teacher.
这个是38届世界奥林匹克数学竞赛第一名的这个安京鹏，他背后的故事。
And this is the story behind the candidate who won the gold medal in the math division on the 38th Olympic.
中国人说寒门出孝子。
And the Chinese saying says that a poor family usually comes with an honorable son.
我们应当想想父母亲如苦寒心对我们的栽培。
Oftentimes, if we think of how our parents had labored for us,
我们岂能够因着自己在美国受了点教育，会讲几句英文，就看不起那个栽培我们的父母亲呢？
So how can we look down on our parents just because we speak a few more lines of English?
求神让我们能够当父母亲还活着的时候，遇到圣经上的教导，尽我们人子当尽的孝道。
May the Lord guide us so that we may follow the teachings of the Bible and honor our parents while they're still alive.